Thank you for making Saint Central your black and gold home for the New Orleans Saints.
Shout out to Lori. Shout out to my Queens out there, man. Always got to give the Queens and the Kings a shout out. Can't leave the Kings out, man. Shout out to you guys. All right. Anyway, what's up, G and Kim? He was. You know, I like McCoy, man, but McCoy got to keep it real. Ain't no time for no massaging or no goddamn egos, bro. Listen, I'm beyond that, bro. Listen, I'm just going to keep it real as I can. I'm beyond massaging egos of players and in NFL and NBA executives. We got to keep it real. This is the time and era we are living in right now. There's no massaging the egos because that's not helping anybody to massage the ego. We got to keep it real and we got to keep it. We got to live with the truth. That's the only way we can change things. Living with a lie keeps you there. And nobody wants to live with a lie that's got their mind right. The only way we're going to fix the stuff is we keep it real and tell the truth. Now, you know, that might hurt a little feeling, but the truth usually does hurt feelings, but it gets stuff moving. I'm about to say something else, but it gets stuff shaking and baking. That's just what it is, you know? Ow, hey,
let me talk to you. Bill Belichick's first three seasons, he was 6-10, 79-79. The ace, great coach. All right.
You know what, Mickey, man, you really said that, bro. Mickey got up there. I can't, but bro, you cannot make this up with the New Orleans Saints this past year. You know, that you talk about, they pulled it out the backside, man. I'm telling you, everything they can do to justify mediocrity. Now, listen, you knew. Listen, they tell you his first several seasons was this, that, and the third. But if you go back and look at Bill Belichick's teams, and you'll see why they were 6-10, 79. Yeah. It's a total different scenario. It's a different situation. That's why I say when you draw from the past, you got to make sure they're fair comparisons, because far too often I find the Saints using unfair and unequal comparisons from the past. Like, you're going to compare something, it got to be on the same line. It has to be for it to make sense. So, we can get the full knowledge of the full logic of it. But, you know, Bill Belichick and Dennis Allen, they're in two different stratospheres. I mean, Dennis Allen is Dennis Allen, and Bill Belichick is a whole nother special commodity altogether. And Dennis Allen, you can see in a Bill Belichick the traits that's needed to be great. And I'm not disparaging Dennis Allen, but I'm saying Dennis Allen is not a new coach. He's not a young coach like you had when McVay stepped in the game, or when Matt LaFleur stepped in the game, or when Shanahan stepped in the game. A lot of these guys, you know, I ain't gonna say they were three or four. Some of them were, you know, they had experience at that level, and you could tell that they were gonna be something special. Dennis Allen's an older coach, like an older coach that you knew what his get down was when you seen him with the Raiders. And we thought 10 years he would learn something from Sean Payton. Did he learn anything in 2 years? It ain't hard to tell. The team that he had, it underperformed. I don't care about the first year he was 7-9, and then the next year he was 9-8 or whatnot. His team's underperformed. He wasn't given a bottom feeding team. This team was a contending team that just needed one or two pieces to get to the next level. And that's the team Peyton left them. Peyton left them a one-off playoff team. They just needed one win to get there. Went backwards in his first year. And then this last year, he underperformed. But the Saints had everything it took to be great, man. They had it all, and we still underperformed. And last year was a year when we really could have took the step because of all of the softness of the schedule and the youngness of the NFC South, all that kind of stuff. It just went in the opposite direction. And now they're tooling up. The NFC South is totally different. They have, in my opinion, better coaches there. The teams that are there have added better talent. They've went at their needs straight up. Like when Atlanta got in the game, what did they do? They know they needed a quarterback. They might have overspent on Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins is a big upgrade over the Riddler. Let me tell you something. You know, they got him out the paint. So, I mean, you know, you got to credit teams that go know what their needs are and their weaknesses are and attack them. You see, know what those needs are and go and get those needs. But yeah, that's not a fair comparison, Mickey. That really made you look crazy by even saying that, man. That was insane to even say. I remember him saying that last year. I couldn't, and he didn't say Bill Belichick. I think he threw Bill Walsh in there. He threw several Hall of Fame coaches. That was totally ridiculous. A totally ridiculous and unfair comparison to put Dennis Allen in the light of those guys, man. Totally unfair. Kevin says the neck surgery is concerning. That would be a quick turnaround from having neck surgery and back in 4 months with physical contact. And that's the luster that was taken off of the Chase Young signing, because people's like, yeah, the Saints protected themselves with the money. But that wasn't the point with me. The hell with the money. The Saints waste money all the time. So that's not the point. The point is, I'm more concerned about Chase Young, the player, his health. Because when you talk about neck surgery, that ties into the back. That's a total whole nother thing. We did a whole stream about that. When they said neck, I started bringing up journals on the stream. I started showing medical journals like neck surgery, and I started pulling out medical journals and going into medical websites and using the information that they've given us to describe exactly what's going on. Because the team can tell you one thing, go look up the medical journals, do your research and find out what they tell you. Neck ties to the back, and that's usually, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, that's not a good thing. That's why Carolina passed on them and got their guys. And the Saints say, hey, man, we'll do it, but such and such. I'm not concerned about the money or the contract or with the Saints protecting themselves. I'm more concerned about Chase Young, the player, because that sounds pretty dangerous. Scout says, what's up, Scout? Says, bro, look up Ali Udo injury from last year. Sweat from the Eagles lunches. That man, so far, I might never have seen a rep so bad. Straight kilt. Yeah, and he says he was playing out of position, but still, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Ali Udo is a guy that was the Saints signed super cheap. I think he's a one-year contract. Y'all fix me in the chat if I'm off here. But Ali Udo, super cheap, and he has familiarity with Clint Kubiak. So that's Clint Kubiak's offensive lineman. They have him listed unofficially on the depth chart at tackle. You know, I don't know if that should be a place, but mostly they see him as an interior lineman at the guard position, which would explain that if they moved him to guard, I think he beats out Hurst, which to me, I think that would be an upgrade to have Ali Udo at guard over Hurst than it would be from to put him at the tackle position. So, and then again, you would have to still address the tackle position with young tackles if Ramchek can't go, which is a whole nother issue, I think. So anyway. All right, shout out to the fam. Tuck says, Allen learned Carmichael was living on Peyton's coattails. He must have wondered about himself. Indeed. Hemisphere says, why does the Saints always take chances on players with injuries, knowing they always have a lot of injuries during the season? That's the way they save money, bro. That's just simple as that. That's how you save money. You save money by, or you taking, you know, shots and gambles on players who have a little bit of injury history. You know, you get them there, and that's how it goes. But like we talked about, like Cam, we knew Cam had a injury last year with his, he called it a bum foot on the interview with Pat McAfee. But, you know, you got other guys there with Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey. The Saints loaded up with athletic defensive ends who we don't know what they can do. And then you bring Chase Young here in front of them. Why? Because that's desperation. The Saints need a pass rush now. You know, and that's the big part of the game is if you look at the Saints offensively speaking, like defensively, I'm not really that concerned. I think they'll be okay defensively as long as our key guys are there. But when you're talking about offense, the biggest issues for the Saints is the offensive line. And they, to me, the two tackle positions need to be addressed because I don't think Ram's going to be ready. And if Ram is ready, the medicals is he's still going to have issues with his knee. And when a big guy has a knee issue, that don't go away. That only worsens. So he was really referred by doctors to have surgery on that knee. And he would have to sit out the year And then he would have to rehab and work himself back. So if he would have got the surgery early on in the off season, then you won't see him until the following year. But the thing is, he had a minor surgery on it, which is not what's called for him to keep playing on it, which is a recipe for disaster. So if anything, the Saints need to find some help, as insurance policy. And obviously at this point of the season, I don't know if you would find a veteran tackle at this point of the season to come in the off season and act as a starter for you in games if Ramczyk can't go. And consensus is pretty much saying that Rams having those issues. And truth be told, and I'm going to say it again, because I keep saying this, and I told him before this even got going about Penn, I said, Penning shouldn't be the left tackle, should be Ramczyk. And they're protecting Ram. Let me say this again, family. Ramczyk is the is your one of your highest paid tackles. I think he's the highest paid tackle you have. At one time, he was the highest paid offensive lineman on his team. I don't know if he still is, but he was supposed to be moved over to the left tackle position when Teron Armstead left. He was supposed to take that left tackle position. Instead, the Saints tried to protect Ramczyk. Excuse me. They tried to protect Ramczyk by keeping Ramczyk at the right tackle position. Now, at the time, we knew Ram had some issues, but we did not know how bad that knee was until this year, really, really late last year, and then into this year is when you really seen it really explode. Like you start seeing rest on the injury list every 2 or 3 days out of the week. They're giving him rest days on that knee. And I'm like, what's going on here? We didn't realize how bad that knee was. That's why they never moved him from the right tackle to the left tackle position, because he would have got exposed. So you would rather put the left tackle with no experience there, I mean, Penning at left tackle with no experience there, as opposed to put Ramczyk over there. Ramczyk should have been left tackle. He should have been over there. And if Ramczyk can't play or can't be moved and they're trying to protect him, he don't need to be on this team, because he needs to go and have that surgery and go sit his ass down somewhere, because that's not going to help you as you get older in life to be playing on that bum ass knee like that. That is a bad look. That's not good for you to do that. Your health is a lot more important than playing a game. Go get the surgery and sit down somewhere. I think the Saints still have Ram. He'll still be a member of the team, and at least he'll be healthy. This way here he's doing is not helping his knee situation. It's not at all. And by the way, Ram, and before Penning should be moved, people kept telling me, "Q, man, let's make Penning a guard." Listen, let's try before you just decide to turn Penning into a full-time guard. Let's try Penning at the right tackle position before we do that. I'm telling you, he would play the right tackle position. He would play it well. Left tackle is a special position for special people that's used to that type of position. Then they got a couple of guys in the draft that you know that can come in there and be a solid left tackle for you, but that's for a certain type of player who have a certain type of skills and a certain type of mentality to play that blindside tackle position. Let me tell you something. That's for a special type of player. And I'm not disrespecting Ram, but Penning, but Penning wasn't that guy. And I've been saying that. Put one in the chat if y'all remember me saying that stream after stream that guy shouldn't be over there. And then what happened? He get buried in the depth chart of the team, and practice squad players coming on playing before he plays. Cam Irvin and all these guys off the practice squad. And I was like, it's a bad bet, man. It's bad, very bad. So the offensive line is a problem for the Saints big time. So it is the philosophy to draft young guys and plug them in there. Well, I mean, the truth be told is that everybody in the entire offense will have to learn a whole new system. So everybody will be learning it together. So there's going to be some stuff going on, some confusion, because it's a whole new system about to be installed, offensively speaking, that they're not used to running. So everybody's going to be in this kind of confused about things. So that's also something that we have to remember as well. All right. All right. Thank you, Scout. All right. Tuck says, I'm guessing the Saints will get calls to move back in the first round. Probably so. You know, they get, you know, hey, you know, those calls happen. Kev says, just come to agreement with Dennis Allen and Greg. Nah, you know, all those players, all those coaches was out. We had a whole bunch of really good coaches that were out there. You had the Harbaughs out there. You had the Belichicks out. You had some really good older experienced coaches. And you had a lot of really good, talented, young, up-and-coming coaches and middle-of-the-pack style coaches that just were looking for the right environment to get into to kind of start all over again. And we've seen that happen throughout the coaches signing period this year. So when Dennis Allen, when Mickey Loomis kept Dennis Allen, it didn't surprise me at all, because that Mickey Loomis is operating off of ego. He's operating off of ego. You think he really is putting winning as a top priority for the New Orleans Saints organization for real, with Dennis Allen up here doing this kind of stuff and he's not checking them? The guy didn't come out of his office to go in. It's a laugh and a half, man. They go all a long way around to try to prove that they're right. All right. So anyway, St. John, how you doing, sir? Said, would you bring back Pete? Bro, at this juncture of time, that might be the move. That might be the watch. I say this, that might actually be the next step the Saints do, because he didn't catch on with anybody. I know he wouldn't talk to the Titans, but that might be the move the Saints do. I would not be surprised if the Saints say, yeah, well, let's just bring Andrews P back for one more year. I would not be surprised, bro, because what else can you do? What other options do the Saints have at this point outside of going to the draft or attempt to trade for somebody, which we know they're not going to try to trade for anybody because they're going to talk about the cap situation. So if Andrews Pete can't find a deal, I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints and Andrews Pete don't come together for at least a 1 year deal. Wouldn't be surprised about that at all, bro. Wouldn't be surprised. Scout says coming into this year, Ram was the biggest cap hit. Okay, we restructured him now. He may retire. Pretty ugly situation, but the Saints knew that, my friend. The Saints knew that. That wasn't a surprise. Like when Ram been dealing with this since he took that contract. When he got his new contract, him and Laddie Daddy got their contracts at the same time. He caught that injury in the first year of signing that new contract, because the first 4 years he was a wildebeest. Ramchek was phenomenal. He was excellent. And then he got hurt in that first year of signing that new contract. And ever since then, he has just not been the same. So the Saints had to do something with it eventually. And it happens. But the team has been dealing. It's not a new situation. The Saints have been dealing with this for years. And they should have made the proper adjustments for Ramchek, being that they know what it's hitting for. They got the medicals on Ramchek. See, the thing about it, we don't have the medicals. They have all of the paperwork. They have all of the medicals. They know exactly what he's dealing with. They know how long it would heal. They have everything. You see, this ain't a guessing game with the Saints medical staff. They know exactly what each one of these players are dealing with, the correct and true timelines for these injuries and all this kind of stuff. They'll tell us something different. But in the end, they have all of the medicals on these players. They know exactly what's going on, and they should have done something more credible and concrete in terms of signing somebody or drafting somebody underneath Ramchek. They know what time it is. How you doing, Malcolm? Shout out to your brother. He says, I'm late. That's all right, brother. That's what with the rewind buttons out. Oh, yeah, bro. I don't know what's going on, man. Well, you know, bro, right now I'm on the North Show, man, you know, and man, they had a terrible shout out to my Slidell people and the rest of the family members of the North Show that dealt with those terrible tornadoes, man, yesterday. And since then, man, been having a lot of issues internet wise going on, man. But yeah, rain, some real fierce storms swept through the New Orleans area, especially the North Shore area, and tore up some stuff. Slidell got tornadoes that dropped on top of them and all that kind of stuff. People was out of power was out. So shout out to Slidell, Louisiana, man. They was dealing with some stuff, man. They dealing with a lot over there. All right. So anyway, Tuck says, as a first round opinion, we'll be given a long runway, but this is a pivotal year. Indeed. Yeah. A lot of people saying Q, he a bust. I'm like, could have just been his offensive line coach was a bust. Could have been that they put him at the wrong position. All of those were correct, fam, by the way. The left tackle is not Penning's position. I was saying that Marone, Moron, more like it. Doug Moron would be his name. He was an awful offensive line coach for the Saints last year. Totally stink. You know, he was totally terrible. And that didn't work out. So with a new offensive line coach coming in, it should change things a bit, right? Should. Scout says, yeah, you're right, bro. Yeah, Mekhi Becton might be a left tackle option free agency, 25-year-old former top 15 pick, high risk, but he got the pedigree. It's all about them guys they know. Like you talk about guys like Fashanu, or you talk about some of these other guys, like let's say, for instance, a character like J.C. Latham from Alabama, who's going to be in a draft. He played mostly right tackle. But when you look at J.C. Latham, you can say that this dude has, like, he played in a pro style system. If you know about his game, that a player like that has the propensity. He's athletic. He's intelligent. He knows and has the type of mentality that could switch you. You can switch him to a left tackle position, which is an adjustment. Right. And then they got guys there that played that left tackle position, which is a very important position, protecting the quarterback's blind side, especially if you got one that likes to hold on to the ball a little longer than what he's supposed to. All right. Malcolm says they're going to get Bowers for our first round pick and get an average offensive rookie in the second round. I would not be mad at a boss at this early in the stream, would not be upset at a Bowers drafting. I don't think we get Bowers. I think he goes before we pick him. I don't think he gets past the Jets. I'm gonna just be honest with you. But the Saints position at 14, because you have a lot of quarterbacks are anticipated to go, and that's always a good thing if you're the Saints. Like if you're not looking at a quarterback early, of course, but you're looking at they're saying at least 4 to 5 quarterbacks go in the first round alone. If that's the case, you're going to get skilled players that will fall or slide down, you know, but I don't anticipate Joe Alt falling outside the top 10. I don't anticipate Brock Bowers maybe falling to 11. I think depending on what the Jets are going to do, I think he might be an option for the Jets. I really do think the Jets are going to get that kid. But if Bowers, who's the tight end from Georgia, falls to you at 14, man, you got to pull the trigger on that, man. You know, like, Q, they got Juwan Johnson. Bro, listen, Taysom Hill's on a one-year deal. Foster Monroe is Foster Monroe. Juwan Johnson, I think he got, what, one more year left on his contract? Or maybe, but still in all, Bowers is not just a tight end. You can move him all over the field. You can use him in different ways. The dude is a weapon. He's a force for your offense. He's a centerpiece of what could be, you can imagine a Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and a Bowers, and then who else? It's just a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother thing. You get that kid. So, yeah, I would not be upset about that. And then you do have good tackles in the second round that you can pick up. So that's not bad. All right, Jack says someone will jump in front of us to take Bowers because we already let the cat out of it. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I agree about that. I don't think that happens for the Saints. If you're the New Orleans Saints, I don't think that happens. I don't think Bowers would be available at 14 for you. All right. So anyway, with that being said, fam, listen, man, I appreciate all y'all for being in this thing. I'm gonna get ready to bounce up out of here. About to go watch my pals play, man. All right. Scout says, I hope Bowers goes to the Jets, but he worries me because he don't catch intermediate or deep, doesn't really block. He does a decent job of blocking, bro. Didn't measure. Yeah, I seen that. Couldn't see him doing well in Miami where yes, right. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, bro, you make some good points there, man. I think that a very wise offensive coordinator with some imagination could use this kid all kind of ways. Like you can move him around, the right dude could put him, because he's a special commodity, man. And if you can get him, because he's not a traditional tight end, you know what I'm saying? He's a prototype type of, but he's very versatile on how you can use him. Really, like, and if you got the right imagination, you can really create all kind of weapons with the Saints, have all kind of stuff going on. I just think he'll be a good mix for us if we can get him, but I don't think we can get him. All right, so anyway, with that being said, thank you. Thank you, St. John. Much love, brother. All right, so like I said, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Listen, man, y'all hit the like button for me. Y'all hit the subscribe button. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. I'm going to pop up here. I'm going to try to pop up here. I don't know about tomorrow. Because we got the Pelican Post game report, but definitely on Saturday. I'll pop up here Saturday early on and talk to the family again, and we'll talk some more Saints stuff out there and maybe even open up the phone lines on Saturday. How about that? We'll even open up the phone lines for Saturday. Let's do that. All right, so anyway, with that being said, fam, I'm going to get ready to get out on that. Yeah, I ain't do a phone show in a while, man. I love to hear from you guys and see what you guys think about the team. We're going to get on out here. Much love to you guys. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. Go, about to say go Pels. Yeah, go Pels. Go Pels. All right, peace later.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.